Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's introduce all our guests all at once. So please welcome to the stage, it's Danielle Walker, David Quirk, Conchita Christo, and Brett Blake, everyone. The champ is here. The champ is here.
I don't know why I did that.
I copied you. I did it as well.
Yeah, hands up. Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. How are you down there, Brett?
Hungover.
I feel like we're a married couple, like been married for 25 years, and we just don't want to sit at the same end of the table anymore. Like,
you told me to sit over here, Josh.
I know, but I didn't realise it's that far away.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's good.
How's everyone's
shows going in this fine festival, the Brisbane Comedy Festival? Danielle, you doing good?
Good.
No further questions.
Concise answer. Yeah. Good. Yeah. You are asking me, Josh?
I'm asking everyone.
Yeah, okay. Good. I opened last night. Come along, folks. Tonight, if you want. Hello.
And have you been enjoying the beautiful weather that Brisbane's put on?
I love it. It's the best I've seen up here. Just waiting for those rivers to burst their banks and we'll have a party. No, sorry. I know it's really fucked up, actually. Yeah. I shouldn't have made that comment, actually. Are they recording this? Shit, I'm cancelled.
It's behind the paywall. You can say whatever you want. You can say bum, poo, whatever you want.
Okay, good.
Let loose. All right.
What about pussy?
Yeah, go for it.
I got it, thank you.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to play, the first game today is called Social Media. What I'll do, I'll read out status updates by the four of you people, except for Brett. So Brett is not really on Twitter or Insta.
No.
Unless it's him.
Me and Trump both got cancelled off there. His for his shit and mine for my actually dumb shit as well. There you go.
I did have fun going through. I thought I'd go through your Instagram, try and find something there, but there's so many photos of you on building sites doing a shit.
Hey, look, I'm on brand. Yeah. So
in replace of Brett, I'm in this round as well. I'll choose. There's 10 questions about the four of us. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point to person if you're incorrect. Like, yeah, okay. All right, question one. I've been on the crumpets. That's all.
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Is that D Quirk?
That is David Quirk. A point there for Danielle, everyone.
Is it? I have no memory of that.
It was from 2015.
Yeah, okay.
Are you on the
real crumpet time for me, obviously, that. Yeah.
Have you had a crumpet since?
I'd like to think so, but...
Can I ask?
Maybe not, you know.
Can I ask, what do you put on them?
I reckon it would have been Vegemite. Yeah.
Oh. That's fucking a crime.
That's gross.
That is a crime. Vegemite on a crumpet? Who the fuck
what
are
you? What are you doing, honey?
Honey? Not a fucking animal.
Honey, when I was
butter.
A child.
Butter.
Oh, you're a grown ass
yes.
man.
Yes. Peanut butter's even good,
yummy,
folks.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
All right, I'm sorry I got brought up, to be honest. I didn't even expect this. I didn't think I was going to get attacked. It was different times, you know, back then. I wouldn't
syrup.
Do it now.
7 years ago, David Quirk was a different man. Yeah. So.
What was that syrup that was like in the CSR, like maroon?
Golden syrup?
Golden syrup.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah, not even maple syrup, carpet. Just the
no,
shitty knockoff.
Oh, yeah. I'm from North Queensland. They were like, support the cane farmers.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, support the cane farmers, everybody.
Don't you look like a right fuckhead now, David?
Oh, no, I do. Don't worry about those Canadians with their maple bullshit.
Yeah.
Support the farmers.
Look, if I was to do a top five syrups, I reckon golden syrup would be my number one.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah. It's really? Good. It's good stuff. Have it on my porridge every morning.
Whoa.
It's good stuff.
Now it's all coming in.
These people are walking out. Oh, no, walking in. Good. Okay, go. They're maple people. All right. Question two. Wish all medicine could be chocolate form like the worm medicine I had when I was a kid. Headache, Panadol pill of chocolate. COVID, Pfizer shot of chocolate.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Conchita.
Yes, shut you are correct.
Up.
Yes, point there for Brett.
I'm only going off faces. I don't go off the tweet. I'm just looking at the poker face. You got the worst poker face. You stare upwards.
I was facing that way because I thought it was mine.
Yeah, but then you turned. So I was like, she's in the game, so she's out of the game.
I used to steal that out of the fridge.
The worm medicine?
The worm, because my mum was always on a diet, and so she'd never have sugar in the house. And the only thing that tasted vaguely good in the house was the worm chocolate. And so I'd eat all the worm chocolate and then have chronic shits.
And then drag your ass across the carpet.
Yeah. I'm itchy, Mum.
That's the saddest story I've heard in ages.
Yeah. We used to, because you know how with the pinworms, I don't know if this is... We used to, when to check if my sisters had worms or not, we'd sneak into the room when they were having a nap and roll them onto their belly and then shine a torch into their asshole.
Yeah.
Because apparently the worms would like...
Like Dr. Carl, not the one from Neighbours, the other one. You know how like you ask him a question, he'll always give you a good answer or whatever. And my brother always told me if you leave a banana near your ass and you got worms, the worms will come out and eat the banana and you don't have worms anymore. And I tweeted him that and he just wrote back, no.
It does sound like an excuse your brother made for having a banana in his ass.
Yeah, if you put it in and out, it gets rid of them.
Well, was nothing worse like when you snuck into the cupboard to get chocolate and your parents had that liqueur chocolate? Anyone else's parents have liqueur chocolate? You have it and it would just explode this awful port in your mouth?
Little bottles of like Bailey. I fucking loved those. They were sick.
You drank
them
young.
A lot. Yeah.
Question three. If I'm in a chaotic mood, sometimes I drive my tiny car all the way forwards in a car park to prank the other drivers into thinking there's a car park.
David.
Sucked in, suckers, just a tiny car.
David?
Yes, David.
Danielle?
Yes, it is Danielle. Yeah. Put it for David.
That and worms. Yeah.
It is funny, though. You get the... You go enough forward and it still has the green light. Oh. Sucked in. I'm nice.
Question four. White man with dreadlocks just started dancing with glee in this cafe. I mean, it's no surprise, but gosh, I hated him.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Are your tweets in this?
Yes, my tweets are in this.
Is this you?
No, it's David Quirk, everyone.
It sounds like something I'd say or think.
It was,
yeah.
Just the gosh.
Was he? Yeah, I'd like to see that, actually.
It was in Portland. Portland, Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Thank you, Josh. It's like... I've had amnesia and you're just reminding me of exciting times in my life. What a great show this is.
It is how I talk to you most days anyway. When I talk to you, I do over-explain stuff.
You do? Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's because David and I used to do a radio show together. And after every single show, he would go, so is that it? Is that all we do? And I'm like, yeah, that's the show. And he goes, okay, all right. Every week he would say the same thing.
Even before this, he goes, and is it recorded and do we go out there? I was like, David, it's a podcast. You've done 50,000 of them. What aren't you getting about this?
Look, for what it's worth, I once called a podcast a website. So I don't really stand a chance, you know. That's a true story. Yeah. I was like, you know, the pop website. They're doing one of those live websites. Like, what a fucking idiot, you know.
Quirky.
Yes.
You're one of the coolest people I've ever known. Me and Ben...
That's enough.
No.
Leave it there. Okay.
I was just going to say, like, are you on the grid? In what way are you on the grid?
Is the grid the
spectrum? The internet.
Oh, sorry.
Just the internet.
I get grids and spectrums mixed up.
So you don't tweet...
I thought, is that a cool new term for the spectrum? I'm like, fuck, I've never been tested, okay?
I don't think you need to be, David, we can assume. Yeah.
This is my therapy. No, what was the question? What grid? What fucking grid?
No, I'm just saying like, okay, so you don't tweet. You do Instagram, all your cool little skatey stuff.
Attempted. Yeah.
And then do you have a website? How do you engage with the internet? In my head, you're very analog. You've like one of those old phones. You send out letters and pigeons. Like,
yeah.
You're too cool for the internet is my question. Good to see you.
No, good.
It's good to see you.
Everything you're saying is right. Is true,
you.
Though.
Yeah,
I have
nothing,
no comment to make.
All right, question five.
Thank you, Conchetta.
Thank you.
I can't believe the emoji for Oz Votes is a sausage and not eight horrendous turds in a broken toilet.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Danielle.
No, that was me. A point for me.
I was going to say, nobody else here would tweet about politics, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm
I don't
very
think we
political,
know enough.
Yeah.
Do you know enough, Quirk? You'll be the only person, maybe.
I think the guy dancing with dredges is political.
Yeah.
In a way.
We've got a vote next week. We all excited?
Yeah! God, one guy's horny for a vote. Good on you.
I really hope something changes. Oh, it won't.
Off mic, it won't, from the audience there. Yeah.
Question six. A guy I know used to brag about how his mattress was Megan Washington's old mattress. And I think that's such a weird brag for saying you have an old mattress.
Brett. It's
yes, funny. Brett.
Danielle.
Yes, you are correct. That was Danielle. Yeah, right. Brett. Yeah.
Yes. We know that person.
Do we?
All of us, we know that person.
Oh,
they're in comedy.
This is behind
just
the paywall,
say them.
So you
yeah,
can
you
say
can't.
No, they're not.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.